Ukraine news this morning. Battles are underway in the south and east. Authorities reporting more casualties and damage to civilian infrastructure today. Let's go to Joseph Lindsley. And Joseph, how are things where you are? I understand you've been doing a little traveling this weekend.
Yes, Bob. Good afternoon from Kyiv. I'm in the Ukrainian capital, and actually I'm currently traveling through Ukraine with a former employee of WGN. Friend Zach Christensen, he's the editor of The Spectator, the American edition of The Spectator. The London edition is the oldest magazine in the world that once was edited by Boris Johnson. And Zach is here representing The Spectator. And he started his career working for WGN Radio for Milt Rosenberg.
Wow, that's amazing. Extension 720, Dr. Milton Rosenberg. And so your travels, did you feel safe? Were you going by train?
Yeah, well, we're still heading east. The further you go east, you know, the further you go toward the abyss, you know. In fact, I was so on Saturday we began Zach came to Lviv, and we haven't had any air alarms for several days, including here in Kyiv today. You know, you arrive on the train on Monday morning, you kind of have a sick feeling. You're sort of expecting some strike. And as you leave the train station, you can see the heavily damaged buildings from strikes that happened not so long ago. But at the moment, there have been no air alarms throughout the country for several days. And so Zach was saying to me, you know, Lviv, you know, it's hard to think that there's a war going. You know, because you see people living their lives. And we went on Saturday evening to one of the great little cafes in the center of Lviv called Vatsetka. And I had many friends who were gathering there, including a friend who was wounded fighting near Bakhmut. And I hadn't seen him since he got wounded. And everyone was gathering, and people began to sing the Christmas songs they like this that they sing here in January. And there were so many emotions in that moment together. You know, my friend who was wounded, he looks the same, but I didn't recognize who he was. His personality is different from what he's seen. And that's so common here. But as everyone was singing together, Zach just said to me that, you know, as an American who this is his first time in Ukraine, he says when he heard everyone sing together in the cafe, that was the first time it felt like there was a war because of the camaraderie and the warmth. You could see that. All the emotions that people wanted to be together, even talking and singing with strangers, they needed that moment. And that's where he said, whoa, this is a war. This is serious. And it is because I think especially as we talk about the battles in Zaporizhia, in Donbass, especially with Bakhmut, more and more and more, it seems that the death toll of Ukrainians is higher than we can even imagine. And so many of us here know people who are wounded or who are killed. And today, my friend Tony was taking us around to the suburbs of Kyiv, you know, where every politician from the world comes to visit and to see the damage. And he was saying, you know, he's afraid to open Facebook every morning because you don't want to see who might have been killed, because every day there's new tributes to a Ukrainian soldier who was killed. And he was explaining to me how, you know, a close friend of his from university was killed a week ago, and he broke down into tears. And so there is this. This is heaviness, and then, you know, people are thinking, you know, how long is this going to go on? And everyone is really feeling sort of that emotion right now. And as we sit in this kind of, you know, we know the battles are heavy in the east, but right now, you know, and we're waiting the next massive missile strike. And one of the bright spots is the knowledge that there will be tanks coming from the west.
So important, Joseph, that you convey those emotional feelings to us, because we get daily reports on television about the fighting and the numbers, but you really let us know how it feels over there, or as best as we can imagine not being there. I'm thinking about you today because the cold weather has hit us, and I know because of damage to pipes and other equipment that delivers heating to homes, hospitals, schools, and businesses across Ukraine, there is great concern bracing for winter. What's the situation on that score, Joseph?
Yeah, I mean, we're still kind of blessed with, you know, a better winter, that, you know, a warmer winter than anyone can remember. And I think everyone is sort of prepared for it. I mean, you know, people had time to get generators. Power outages are still common, even at my hotel. today. There was no power. That's sort of a new situation. I hadn't seen that in Kyiv yet. So it's going to be difficult. But I think people are in the collaboration of preparing. And for example, I visited on Saturday a group of volunteers. It was really an amazing scene. They were making food for the soldiers. And often they don't have power, but they just keep finding ways to do it. But they make they take fresh vegetables and meat, and then they dry it and sort of make the homemade meals ready to eat. And I walk into this little kitchen, and there was a Lithuanian with an Irish accent. There was a Black American, and people from all other different countries. And they were laughing and talking and working under the direction of two Ukrainian babushas, two Ukrainian grandmas, telling all these foreigners how to prepare these meals. And it's moments like that, even knowing that, you know, it's probably going to get colder and a difficult winter lies ahead, to see all these people from all over the world coming here in solidarity, that gives people energy. And I think that you see... that's amazing. Ukrainians know how to survive. They can survive in difficult circumstances, but the toughest thing is to keep your spirits positive. And that's what I see happening every day. But it is very difficult. But as long as your spirit is positive, I think I think that's the, if that is taken care of, I think everyone will be able to survive as best they can through this winter.
I'll leave you with something else that'll keep you positive, Joe. Emails from listeners and texts. This is from John. Bob, I get my news about Ukraine from Joseph. Very important to have this information. And let's see. Oh, that was actually from Linda in Aurora. And this text, Joseph brings not only the fight for democracy to us, but the tragic humanitarian stories. Your reporting, very much appreciated, Joe.
Well, thank you so much for that. You know, I read in the BBC the other day, they said Ukrainians want to live under a democracy. And when I said, that's not it. You know, I don't think people really understand how passionate Ukrainians are. They want to live in a democracy. You know, they don't live under, you know, and they really, I think that's one thing that the world can learn is, you know, how to live freely. And so I'm so happy to see, you know, to know that this audience recognizes that, people who insist on being free.
And I know you can't talk too much about your travel plans, but are you going to be in Kyiv for a bit? Do you know?
Who's listening, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Never mind. Never mind.
I'm going to Mexico. Yeah.
Our best to former WGN Radio employee, Zach. Say hi for us.
Zach, he's sitting right across from me here as I record. So hello from WGN.
Have a good one. Peace. We'll
Thank
talk
you,
tomorrow.
It's,
Thank you
until
very
tomorrow.
Much.